Missing the goal. Do you like to read?
I love to, but I have a confession. I read so slow, it's difficult to finish a book. I have at least two reasons for this. Vision issues and attention deficiency. While not the best combination for a devotional writer, Father still manages to use me. 2 days ago, I felt like I fell flat on my face. I awoke with an illness I could not fight and gave in to the magnetic pull of my bed. It was the first time in 22 months that I failed to deliver a piece of encouragement to others before caving into that desire, and I felt like a failure, like I had let God down and all of my faithful readers. As I sat in my chair thinking about the day before, a second timeline passed with no message. There's really only one reason I would feel like a failure. Pride. I have put too much importance on my part, which is nothing more than to listen, heed the lesson, and tell others. Coming back to my office for the second time on the second day, I actually succeeded in reading an entire book. Are you aware that the Bible is a compilation of 66 books? One of them is 1 Thessalonians, and it's only 4 pages long in my Bible. Most of the book is Paul expressing his joy in their continued expressions of faith, along with further instructions to help them grow. Some seem nearly impossible. Always be joyful. Verse 5:16. I'm still practicing. In everything give thanks, for this is what God wants from you, who are united with Messiah Yeshua. Verse 5:18. I think of the state of our planet and wonder how many are able to honestly thank Father for current events. If you are not firmly rooted in the belief that God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love God and are called in accordance with His purpose, Romans 8:28, you are probably struggling with thankfulness. If that's you, pray that Father will plant the truth firmly in your heart. My goal had been to never miss a day attempting to uplift my brothers and sisters in Christ. My goal had been too lofty, and I needed to be reminded that even Father took a day to rest. On those days that you just can't pull it together, remember who it is that offers you rest and cling to Him. Do you read the Bible? Do you struggle like I do to finish a book? Try one of these 5. 3 John, 2 John, Philemon, Obadiah, or Jude. All of these are under 500 words. Most of us, even with some issues, are able to read or listen to an entire book in one day, should we choose to. If you miss your intended goal today, will it hurt your pride, or will you rest in Christ?